It is 12:43. Welcome back to the KWMT Power Lunch as we say good afternoon to Elwin Taylor. Good afternoon, Elwin.
Well, good afternoon, Dwayne. I hope you're enjoying a day of spring.
Yeah, we are. In fact, I guess the first full day of spring was last Friday, and we've really actually had some pretty decent weather ever since that.
Indeed, it has been. I've just been looking on the radar at the storms across the nation, and mostly they're from South Texas, across Louisiana, and then up to the South and North Carolina and toward New York area. And a few scattered things in the Dakotas and Texas Panhandle and out in the Rocky Mountains, a little bit on the West Coast, but they're scattered and small. The main frontal systems almost act like they're on their way out, and I don't expect that they'll stay out, but the 6 to 10 day outlook tells us to anticipate as we go right through the first of next month, 1st of April, that we will be on the warm side of usual in Iowa, and even warmer than Iowa toward Nebraska and North and South Dakota, and of course, warmer than usual as well down in Florida, Georgia, Alabama area. And slightly to the shy side of precipitation, or maybe normal in northeast Iowa and northwest and western Iowa, slightly drier than normal. That's the 6 to 10. We also have the outlook that takes us right through April the 5th from the National Weather Service. They always caution us, remember, this is an outlook, not really a forecast. In other words, don't expect it to be right more than 80% of the time, more like 60 to 70% of the time it'll be right, but still saying all the way through April 5th, our temperatures will be averaging warmer than usual and our precipitation on the shy side of usual. And I don't think that's bad news for anyone, especially as we look at the grass starting to get green and that sort of thing across our state.
Yep, exactly. I kind of noticed that over the weekend. A lot of the ditches showing some of that undergrowth starting to turn green, so that's always a good sign. And are you kind of keeping your eye on anything to the southwest right now, Elwin, or anything that would really intimidate the weather here in Iowa?
Well, just a little bit for this coming Thursday, when we do anticipate that, yeah, there could be a little snow, a little bit of rain as in that part of the week. But that looks like it's fleeting. Let's say chance of rain or chance of snow likely on Thursday and Friday. And temperatures, we don't expect really very much that gets below the freezing point. Maybe Thursday morning we'll be at the freezing point, but the rest of the time, both day and night, we anticipate that we're getting beyond that season now when the nights have freezing temperatures. So it won't be a complete stranger to us, and of course we'll have occasional frost events for many weeks from now on, but just that one or two mornings as we look ahead for this week, and of course that's the first morning that we expect this week that we could have a little bit of frost or even the chance of snow would be Thursday morning.
Okay, well, very good. I know it just seems like the air has been kind of moist lately and some of the fog in the air, and waking up in the morning, find a little bit of frost on the windshield when I start my pickup up.
Well, that's nothing bad when we're in spring weather, and I really like that two-week outlook that we have that takes us through March the 30th through April the 5th, and everything warmer than usual in North and South Dakota, and then all the area around them, most of Minnesota, most of Iowa above normal temperatures, and quite a bit above normal in the northwest one-third of the state, and slightly to the dry side. And usually that doesn't happen together. Usually when we're warmer than normal in the spring, it's because we're getting more southerly air coming up from the Gulf, bringing a lot of moisture. But in this case, we're not expecting the moisture to be here with the warmer than usual weather. That just means spring is really hurrying along its way, and the farmers will be looking at their fields here pretty quick, and they're asking me already when I talk to someone, well, what is the soil temperature right now? Is the frost out of the soil? There could be a spot or two of frost in the soil, particularly up in Lyon County. They have a report there of still some 32 degrees, down at 6 to 8 inches in the soil. But for the most part, we're seeing soil temperature 37, 38 degrees. And that's now started its seasonal rise in temperature. This is at the 4-inch depth I'm talking about. And I don't know any place that has any frost in the ground down at 5 feet. The warmer temperatures year-round, 55 degrees, 10-foot depth, that warmth is working its way up to the surface now, as well as a lot of places that are getting sun in the day are starting to warm from the surface down as well.
Now, is this pretty consistent, Ellen, with the El Nino or La Nina weather patterns that you've kept your eye on?
That is the El Nino that we'll give credit for this one. And we don't know if the El Nino is going to stay with us all year or not. It's showing signs of weakening. Nevertheless, El Nino is our friend, and so while it's there, we consider it the friend of agriculture. And it's not the friend of everyone on the earth. It has different patterns in different places. But for us, when there's El Nino, it brings things closer to normal. Both the spring weather, the summer weather, and crop yields tend to be on the high side of the trend when an El Nino is going on.
All right. Well, very good. Ellen, is there anything else you want to add here while I've got you on the telephone?
Well, I'm happy that we're kind of talking about a favorable outlook for this week. And remember, only that one day when we expect to have temperatures around the freezing point overnight. Just enjoy it. And I think that we may find that spring is here with favorable conditions for getting our agricultural season off and rolling. And we'll talk more about that next week.
All right. Well, I would imagine a lot of farmers are happy to hear that news. So a lot of machine shed doors open, a lot of field cultivators sitting out, some planters sitting out in some field or in some yards right now. So I'm sure there's a lot of anxiety right now floating around.
Well, everyone does get anxious, but in this case, because the weather outlook is so good, we're not in such a worrisome time that will this be our only window right now. Things for the next 10 days, 14 days, really do look quite favorable.
All right. Well, great information there. Well, Ellen, as always, we appreciate your time here today, and we'll talk again next Monday then.
I'll look forward to that. I wish everyone the best.
All right. Again, Dr. Ellen Taylor this afternoon, True Country 540 KWMT.